That's not the right key. No, this is right. That's right. This is my father's world. And to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hand the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear Him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me dare forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King. Let the heavens ring. God reigns. Let the earth be glad. The Lord is King, let the heavens ring. God reigns, let the earth be glad. Hi, we're the Mountain Goats. This song in Colo, Iowa. That's in Northeast Story County. You know, the Colonesco Royals. It's that kind of place. I went and looked at where our house used to be. The city of Colo bought our house from the landlords so that they could knock it down because our house was a fire hazard and an eyesore. That's how I wound up moving to Ames. We got a notice from the city. You can't live. We like you fine, but you can't live here anymore. We're going to knock your house down. Well, maybe a good time to check out the other parts of Story County. So the little tiny tool shed wasn't really a shed. It was just a little house behind the house made of wood with a work desk that clearly hadn't been used since the 50s. That's where I wrote this song. It's called There Will Be No Divorce. Rain fell all night, and it kept me awake. It was still falling by morning. It was hard to take, and you were sleeping on the floor, breathing free and even. If I ever want to drive myself insane, all I have to do is watch you breathing. And at 5 a.m. I turned the radio on, and an old man's voice sang a short, sweet song. And then the static roared again. It was hungry for blood. I could hear the rain falling from the rain spout down, down, down. the sweet wet mud, and you punched out all the windows, and the wind began to wail, and you gathered your hair behind your head like God was gonna catch you by the ponytail. And then the old voice crackled through the static, and I felt young and alive, and all the hair stood up on the back of my neck. We were rising from the grave again. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you.
This is a song about the organ harvesting colonies on the moon that men and women work on 6 months out of the year, and the other 6 months they live in total secrecy in locations they're not allowed to disclose. Without families, without friends, without other occupations than giant televisions granted to them by the government. I alone seem to be bearing witness to this phenomenon. This is called Surrounded. Cold, white moon shine down on Colorado. Hide my dirty secrets down here in the shadows, where the quaking aspens tremble in the snow. Raise me high above the rooftops, lift me up and let me go. Let me fall down through my own roof like a meteorite. Let the world and all its wonders leave me to my toys tonight and my 96-inch television screen. Let me die, let me die, surrounded by machines. High winds knocked the power out last night, but I keep my own supply here. All my windows blaze with light, and the light spills through the window to the empty plain below. Finds nothing but some trees and 6 fresh feet of snow. And I find a broadcast station that's signed off for the night, and the static floods the speakers in glorious black and white on my 96-inch television screen. Let me die, let me die, surrounded by machines. Tiresome thing that singer-songwriters do is they will have a child and then inside of a year and a half release an album telling you about their insights about parenthood. And I have always, since I was a child, thought, what do you even know? You started writing this record before the child could even stand up, and you're going to tell me what it's like. I think it's cynical that they do this thing, right? So I've had this attitude problem about the whole thing my whole life, and then I had a child. Now, I am not going to make the John's Insights About Parenthood album, because there are so many of those by singer-songwriters that that corner is already worked. But if you think that a songwriter sitting around with a baby around the house, not sleeping at all, and the baby's very cute, doesn't eventually toss off one or two about the baby, then you have another thing coming. However, me being me, I framed the whole thing in the context of a wrestling match. Usually this is a very long story. The Battle Royal is a type of wrestling match. It's a greater match than others. In fact, it's a royal match. That's why it's called the Battle Royal. Right? It's not your daily quotidian battle. It's royal. The Battle Royal, we think, was originated by kings, though its origins are shrouded in mystery. But in the Battle Royal, everybody beats up everybody else at once. Right, you put about 18 wrestlers in the ring, and they just all start going completely ape on each other. You would almost think that they had gotten together and choreographed it ahead of time. It goes so swimmingly. You can't believe. It's like, wow, to think that this is actually just being improvised right there. And wow, who could imagine? Who could imagine? But in the Battle Royal, you go over the top rope. If you get thrown over, you're out. And eventually, only one will remain. And in the space of this heated battle, alliances are formed. In the heat of the moment, you make friends with people you've never seen before to help you overcome obstacles and demons in your path. So this is about a battle royal, and it's also about the labor and delivery room, and it's called Animal Mask.
I hear you call for help. You can't protect yourself. Frog mask and yellow cape, so desperate to escape, I came to you. Hands wrapped in adhesive tape. That was when we were young and green. In the dawning hours of our team, some things you will remember, some things stay sweet forever. Seen you backstage once or twice, animal gimmick pops real nice, elbow sweep and tiger dance. Little extra fighter's chance. You hold on, I cried, I'll be right there. Pull your mask down through your hair. They won't see you. Not until you want them to. That was when we were green and young. Battle cry rising from your tongue. Some things you will remember, some things stay sweet forever. Shadows on the broad lawn, canopy of trees, sometime after midnight, the ground is gonna freeze. Birds in the frosty air, what are they doing there? Greenhouse full of butcher's broom, breezes at my back. Sometime before the sun comes up, the earth is gonna crack. I look down at my hand, like they were mirrors. Sunrise. Warm my lips against the cup. Been waiting such a long time now. My number's finally coming up. All the neighbors, come on out to their front porches, waving torches.
So much. So there's a, this may go on a minute. There's a thing about Mountain Goats songs that some of them, usually the earlier ones, but I still to this day sometimes get to yell and scream and stomp my feet. So some of them involve a lot of yelling and screaming and stomping of the feet. Others, you know, are a little more reasonable about getting their position across, right? But when I played in churches, in fact, I think last time through Iowa I played in Iowa City in a church, I noticed the yell and scream songs are terrible in the church because everybody's sitting down, right? And it's not, you know, the atmosphere sort of isn't that sort of, you know, instead of fighting, we'll yell and scream sort of atmosphere. But at the same time, there's people who show up specifically to hear me yell and scream, and I have to respect that to some extent, right? Having said that, I'm keenly aware that the yell and scream songs just do not function as well in the church. You go, wow, man, we're all sitting down. Why is he yelling and screaming at us? Because that's the thing. If you're all standing and close, then it feels like we're all sort of in the same yelling, screaming vortex. But if you're all seated in pews, then it feels like I'm screaming at you, right? So, which is not my intention, you know, except maybe sometimes. This is a song about, also, imagine professional wrestling. Some people have what's called gimmicks. A gimmick is when you have a thing that you do that that sort of makes you stand out. You know, for some people it would be like a mask is a super simple gimmick, right? Or maybe, you know, George the Animal Steel, his gimmick was that he was like pre-verbal, right? And was, you know, he was covered in body hair and had a green tongue and couldn't speak. And he had a baby doll that was his companion. So his gimmick was sort of this, he was in fact, you know, a homunculus. That was his gimmick, right? There's a boxer named Vampire Johnson. He was missing his two front teeth. So his gimmick was they would carry him to the ring in a coffin. And he would emerge in a big cape. It was the most charming gimmick because he was not very famous and stuff. He was probably fighting for $150 or go, right? But by God, he'd spend at least $150 of that on his coffin. This is about a guy whose gimmick is convincing people that he, in fact, transforms once a month under the full moon into a wolf. It's called Werewolf Gimmick. I was not there for rehearsal. I don't need it anymore. When I show up just in time to pop, you can clear the goddamn floor. Empty out the locker room. Let me find my face. Let him who thinks he knows no fear look well upon my face. Nameless bodies in unremembered rooms. Know how a man becomes a beast when the wolfbane blooms. Sail past all the grasping hands, floodlights white and hot. Bring my vision into focus. Find out what I've got. Some sniveling local baby face with an angle he can't sell. Full werewolf off the buckle, like an angel straight from hell. Nameless bodies in unremembered rooms. The pure at heart go putrid when the wolf bane blooms. Half the city sound asleep and safe inside their beds. Get lost inside my thoughts and nearly tear his face to shreds. Blood pooling on the canvas as the atmosphere gets hushed. Bring your heroes to the wolf's den. Watch them all get crushed. Get told to maybe dial it back backstage later on. Everyone left in this building right now, dead before the dawn. Nameless bodies in unremembered rooms. Run howling through the carnage when the wolf bane blooms.
As it gets light outside, like a prisoner breaking out of jail, and I steal down to Business Highway 15501, like I had a bounty hunter on my tail, and somebody stops to pick me up, but he drops me off just down the block and along the highway, where the empty spirits breed, wild sage growing in the weeds. Walk down this soft shoulder and I count my steps. Headed vaguely eastward, sun in my eyes. And I lose my footing and I skin my hands, breaking my fall. And I laugh to myself. I look up at the skies, well, then I think I hear angels in my ears, like marbles being thrown against a mirror. And along the highway, where unlucky stray dogs bleed, wild sage growing in the weeds. On some days I don't miss my family. On some days I do. On some days I think I'd feel better if I tried harder. Most days I know it's not true. I lay down right where I fell. I had cold grass in my face. I could hear the traffic, like the rhythm of the tides. And I stare at the sky on the heel of my hand until it doesn't sting so much. Until all the blood's dried, and when somebody asks me, John, are you okay? I don't know what to say. And along the highway, from the cast off the innumerable seeds, wild sage growing in the weeds. Bad dream shook me in my sleep, and I woke up sweaty. Ran through the dark to the shower, already forgetting. Try to think good thoughts, trying to find my way clear. Let the room fill with steam. Traced pictures on the mirror. Ghosts and clouds and nameless things. Squint your eyes and hope real hard. Maybe sprout wings. Clawed my way to the living room window. Stood there in the cold. The last bits of my dream, like figures in the distance. Hard to hold, I thought of old friends, all the ones who'd gone missing. Said all their names three times. Phantoms in the early dark. Canaries in the mines, ghosts and clouds, and nameless things. Squint your eyes and hope real hard. Maybe sprout wings.
Thank you so much. It is a huge honor to be here, and it's a huge honor to be getting broadcast by WOI every morning for at least 7 years. we would wake up and listen to Don Forsling and Charity Nebbe every single morning, and it's a giant honor. Thank you so much. Because I didn't, the whole thing with solo shows is I don't really rehearse as much. I just pull a bunch of song titles out, and if they don't go well, with, you know, it's just me by myself. It's kind of informal. And broadcast live, I look at the set and say, well, hope I know that one. So, prior to, there's like no way of framing this where the top of it doesn't sound very boring. Prior to the consolidation of the wrestling territories under Vince McMahon, the territories were a small deal, and wrestling was working-class entertainment. It was not on TV. If it was on TV, it was on UHF, right? And it was a very inexpensive production. It was a single camera trained at the ring, right? And the regions, the territories, they were called, you could travel from territory to territory, but the stuff that happened in Michigan and Indiana was basically that territory. It was run by a guy named Ed Farhat. And they were all sort of like little regional scenes, right? They were all consolidated in the 80s, everybody in the business made a lot more money after that consolidation, but the local quality of the regional scene, the fact that it was actually a job, like a mechanic's job, except that you were there getting thrown around and, you know, shortening your lifespan in order to wrestle in front of people in your local town, that was lost. This is called Southwestern Territory.
Slept on the flight. Worked like a dog all day. Born to chase cars away. Die on the road someday. I try to remember what life was like long, long ago. But it's gone, you know. Climb the turnbuckle high. Take two falls out of three. Blackout for local TV. Stand in these cold, empty halls. Wait for your name to get called. Burn like hillsides on fire. In the squall of the ringside choir. High as a wire. Nearly drive Danny's nose back into his brain. All the cheap seats go insane. Open and try to think straight. No one drives on the 60 this late. I feel like the last person alive. Francisquito to Glenshaw Drive. I try to remember to write in the dark. That my son gave me. Climb the turnbuckle high. Take two falls out of three. Blackout for local TV.
Thank you so much. I used to work in adolescent and child psychiatric care, and one reason I wanted to do that is when I was younger, I was badly in need of childhood psychiatric and adolescent care, but I didn't really get it. I mean, I could have. The services were there for me, but I took a lot of drugs instead and did a lot of the sort of thing that you know, you turn into adult and then you advise other people not to make the same mistakes that you did, but at the same time, for me, I brought back a lot of stuff from there, right? So I never know quite how to frame it, and not exactly as a cautionary tale, but you know. But most of the people that I sing about from those days aren't as lucky as I was and are gone. This is a song for them. It's called Steel Smoked Fish. Beneath the Burnside Bridge before anyone shot their movies there, we hid from the whipping rain when we had run out of cocaine. Dispatched down to Plaid Pantry, two on point, two on sentry. Ah, the joys that the lesser days bring make you throw back your heads and sing. God bless all petty thieves. Tins of oysters up their sleeves. Feast when you can, and dream when there's nothing to feast on. Across a different bridge today, over the river and down Broadway, it feels so good to have you here. Some of you will be dead next year. I see your destinies above you, like angels who don't love you. Let them kiss you and hold you tight. As long as the money's right, God bless all. God bless me too, why pretend? Feast when you can, and dream when there's nothing to feast on. God bless the guys from my old neighborhood, gone past the point where any blessing can do them any good. Deploy the C4 where you must, disappear in a cloud of dust. But spare a thought for what it covers up. Pour a triple and raise your cup. We were here once, me and my friends, but we destroyed all of the evidence and vanished into the night. At least we got that part right. God bless us, all of us, we who learn to shun the light. God bless all vampires every night. Feast when you can. Feast when you can. Feast when you can. I would explain to you what this song's about, but there's probably a Bible in your seat. It's called Genesis 30 and 3.
Several days the visitors were here. We saw them turn down and we watched them disappear. Talked about the times they'd said were sure to come. Had a hard time believing. I remember seeing you, my tongue struck numb, when you first came here, from wherever it was you came from. The power in your voice, your rough touch, you keeping care of me, keeping watch, open up the door to the tent. Wonder where the good times went. I will do what you ask me to do. Because of how I feel about you. His little face contract when his eyes met light. You just try to imagine anything so bright. You only get to see it once, then it steals into the dawn of night. It's gone forever. Several hours we lay there, last ones of our kind. Harder days coming, maybe I don't mind. It sounds kind of dumb when I say it, but it's true. I would do anything for you. Open up the promise of the day, and let me be the one who drives the dark things away. I will do what you ask me to do. Because of how I feel about you. So much, you are so awesome. This song is about a divorce. It's about a couple of people who have decided. You know, and I suspect that this approach in real life wouldn't really work, but that's why it's a song and not a practice. They decided to make a great conflagration of the end of their relationship instead of sort of a little bad feeling that they go away into their own separate corners to share, to do it together, to tear everything down brick by brick and stone by stone until there's nothing left, and then presumably to perish in the flames with one another. We don't really know. This is the last we see of them. It's called Alpha Rat's Nest. Ah, the lengthening hours in the refinery, belching fire into the sky. We do our best vampire routines as we... No, I know that, I just missed the verb. Suck, of course, as we suck the dying hours dry. the night is lovely as a rose. If I see sunlight hit you, I am sure that we'll both decompose. Are the fitful sleep and the fire engines that I dream of when I dream. Someday we'll both wake up for good. I will try hard not to scream. The evening wind will shake the blind. You're stirring from your slumber. We've got something hateful on our minds. Oh, sing, sing, sing for the dying of the day. Sing for the flames that will rip through here and the smoke that will carry us away. Yeah, sing for the damage we've done and the worst things we'll both do. Open your mouth up and sing for me now, and I will sing for you, sing for you. King Saul fell on his sword when it all went wrong. And Joseph's brothers sold him down the river for a song. And Sonny Liston rubbed some tiger balm into his glove. Some things you'll do for money, and some you'll do for love, love, love. Raskolnikov felt sick, but he couldn't say why. When he saw his face reflected in his victim's twinkling eye. Some things you'll do for money, and some you'll do for fun. But the things you do for love are gonna come back to you one by one. Love, love is gonna lead you by the hand. Into a quiet and soundless place. Now we see things as in a mirror dimly. Then we shall see each other face to face. And way out in Seattle, young Kurt Cobain snuck out to the greenhouse, put a bullet in his brain. Snakes in the grass beneath our feet, rain in the clouds above. Some moments last forever, but some flare out with love, love, love.
Next one was also quiet, but I sort of feel like going back to loud, so let me do something out louder. Oh, here's a completely hateful song. It's really not. It was also written in Kolo, it's called Baboon.
Thank you.
above the strange white plains. Blood red flowers all wet with rain. The spirit wasn't really willing anymore, but the flesh was very, very strong. And I've got very little money left, and I've got no sense, but I'll have none of your goddamned impudence. The sun came up above the new white fields. Everything was new again. Pure power, stripped of meaning. Day breaking, spring cleaning. Daisies on the hillside like cancer on the skin. Pretty little yellow eyes that flutter in the wind. I'd be grateful my children aren't here to see this, if you'd ever seen fit to give me children. And my defenses may be working with a skeleton crew, but I will be skinned alive before I'll take this from you. The sun came up above the ocean out west. All the colors of the rainbow. Would you stand up straight? You can see the house leaning. Sky burning, spring cleaning.
Almost immediately, not being used to being the only person there. The first time I made coffee for just myself, I made too much of it, but I drank it all just 'cause you hate it when I let things go to waste. And I wandered through the house like a little boy lost at the mall. And an astronaut could have seen the hunger in my eyes from space. And I said, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do without you? On the morning when I woke up without you, for the first time, I was cold, so I pulled on a sweater. And I turned up the heat, and the walls began to close in. And I felt so sad and frightened, I practically ran from the living room out into the street. And the wind began to blow, and all of the trees began to bend, and the world in its cold way started coming alive. And I stood there like a businessman waiting for a train, and I got ready for the future to arrive. And I sang, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do without you?
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna play this one anyway because I saw it on the set list, and during the instrumental breaks of that one just now, I was thinking, you haven't played or practiced that one, and you're on the radio, so you could really mess it up, and then that would be uncomfortable. But especially for the poor radio listener, who you know, the song stops all of a sudden. The rest of you can see me looking confused. Maybe I can make a funny face. We can all have a moment. But the radio listener is lost if the band forgets the song. The radio listener sits there in a sudden stasis that feels threatening to me. But so I want to prepare the radio listener for that possibility, because I didn't practice this. I just got the idea to play it. I said, oh, I'll play Attention All Pickpockets. Why not try that one? So. In comes you, not the same person I knew. Looking roughly the same, but something hungry getting restless in your brain. Hey, hey, hey. There I go, not the same person that you used to know. Peeking through the fisheye lens at you. And the cornet blows where the oleander grows. And us two, not the same people that our old friends knew. And so down the street you head in the high summer heat. White long sleeve Oxford pushed up to just before your elbows. Length black skirt eating a path through the cold damp earth. I hope they've got plenty of money where you're going. And the cornet blows where the oleander grows. And us two, we are not the same people that our old friends knew. At the back of your closet. No matter where you live, there'll always be a few things, maybe several things, that you're gonna find really difficult to forget. There's gonna come a day when you feel better. You will rise up free and easy on that day and float from branch to branch, lighter than the air. Just when that day is coming, who can say? Well, who can say? Our mother has been absent ever since we found it home. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home. We're gonna come and hear the local airwaves to tell the neighbors what's been going on. They will shake their heads and wag their bony fingers in all the wrong directions. But by daybreak we'll be gone. We will be gone. Judges.
chance to recover from all of the damage. Our mother has been absent ever since we found it wrong. But there's gonna be a party when the wolf comes home.
Thank you very, very much. I have one more. If I could get everybody to stand up for it, that would be cool.
It's not a song I've ever played outside of my house for anybody. I didn't write it. But it's I think we all know that I missed my calling as a youth minister. I think this is clear because, one, I play the guitar. And two, I like to talk about the Bible a lot. Right? I'm an ex-Catholic. There's no Catholic like an ex-Catholic. It was to my great, great joy that, you know, if you've been around little children, they get into a song and it becomes the only song in the universe. It's the only song they want to hear. And my son turned to me after I played the song for him once, and he just kept saying the title, and I had to, as soon as he said the title, I had to sing through the chorus. But I am the match for any child. The child would get sick of stuff before I do, right? So if you know this one, chime right on in. Otherwise, you'll figure out the chorus quick enough, and it would be pretty fun just to sing a hymn together. This is called Oh Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength and a refuge sure.
What happened? My air conditioner hit him. I was like, well, now you're not going to be able to read him. You wrote them out earlier. I'm angry. I must purge this anger from my heart before I get back into the hymn. It's not the fault of...
Bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, over all the earth. Oh, bless the Lord, highest heavens above, bless the Lord, glorify His name. Sun in the sky, moon and stars in the night, worship and praise. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, over all the earth.
Now, I hope you're paying attention to that, because I expect it to get louder. But, oh, bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength, that's easy enough, right? And a refuge sure. It's hard to remember, but the rhyme is, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, over all the earth. Let all the earth sing with joy to the Lord, all the seas, creatures of the deep. When I was a child in church, that would be the line that would inspire and carry me, right? That God is personally blessing the unseen creatures of the deep. Right, who can neither praise Him, nor read His word, nor go to church. And yet, the song tells you, and you're in the church, so you know they can't lie, because there's some prohibition on that that you can't actually locate in the Bible, but you know intuitively that there must be some prohibition against lying in church. If there is no such prohibition in dwelling, then the whole thing is worthless. So we know that has to be true. So, therefore, we know, singing about the blessings on the creatures of the deep, that the creatures of the deep who are unseen and we can't identify, we actually have to stipulate their existence because we ourselves can't go to the deep. And yet we know that they carry the same blessing we do, and that's awesome.
Creatures of the deep, mountains and hills, birds and beasts in the fields, worship and praise. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation,
yeah,
over all the earth.
Let all the nations on earth bless the Lord, for the Lord governs all the earth. That's tautological. Let all the rulers on earth bless the Lord, worship and praise. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, yeah, over all the earth. Let all the people on earth bless the Lord, young and old, glorify his name. Let every voice sing with joy to the Lord, worship and praise. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of our salvation, rock of strength and a refuge sure. Oh, bless the Lord, the God of every nation, over all, over all, over all the earth. Thank you, Ames. Good night. There was a great Spinal Tappy corridor we had to get to the stage to. I remember coming through it. I know I must have because I'm here. But I don't know where the entrance to the cave is in my normal daily life. I would roll like a D20 to figure out where the entrance to the cave was. And if I got 1 to 12, that would be a miss. And if I got 13 to 15, then it would be a partial hit. But in this case, I have no dice and no cave entrance. I feel obligated to play this song because the middle name of the protagonist was taken from a dentist here in town. He has, to the best of my knowledge, never caught me. The song was written at Beloit Lutheran Social Services Children's Center, where I used to work. The children were at school at the time. Sophomore year, you rushed for an average of 8 1/3 yards per carry. All eyes were on you, junior year. You blew your knee out at an out-of-town game. Nowhere to go but down, down, down. Nothing with the ground left for you to fall to. July, you'd made a whole bunch of brand new friends, people you used to look down on, and you'd figured out a way to make real money, give an end to your friends, and it felt stupendous. Chrome spokes on your Japanese bike, but selling acid was a bad idea, selling it to a cop was a worse one, and the new law said that 17-year-olds can do federal time. You were the first one, so I sing this song for you. William Staniforth Donahue, your grandfather rode the boat over from Ireland, but you made a bad decision or two, yeah.
pact with myself not to play Jesus Loves Me. Not everybody has to shoulder your burden of religious obsession, John. Play that one at home. Let me see. I usually refuse to play this one, but I have to say that I should play it. How's it go? Hold on a second. It's in D, right? Yes, it's in D. No, it's in D. What's that second? Almost. I'm going to get this. Let me think for a second. The thing is, we used to play the song every single show, so something in my right hand is going, you don't have to play it anymore. If I don't feed it to you, you don't have to play it. right hand. I rule the right hand.
They're gonna find intelligent life up there on the moon, and the Canterbury Tales will rocket to the top of the bestseller list and stay there for 27 weeks. And the Chicago Cubs will beat every team in the league, and the Tampa Bay Bucks will take it all the way through January, and I will love you again. I will love you like I used to. I will love you again. I will love you like I used to. Spell out all the answers to tomorrow's crossword, and the Phillips Corporation will admit that they made an awful mistake, and Bill Gates will single-handedly spearhead the Heaven 17 revival, and the Chicago Cubs will beat every team in the league, and the Tampa Bay Bucks will take it all the way to the top, and I will love you again. I will love you like I used. I will love you just like I used to.